Good morning and welcome. You're listening to News18.com's Daybreak. Hello and welcome everybody. You're listening to News18's podcast, The Daybreak, with me, Zoya Mateen. Let's quickly have a look at some of the top stories for the day. In a much anticipated reveal, the Congress party yesterday released its party's manifesto for the upcoming general elections, promising wealth and welfare for all sections. The 54-page long manifesto titled Congress Will Deliver was released in a press conference attended by the party's top brass, including Chief Rahul Gandhi, Sonia Gandhi and veteran leader Manmohan Singh, along with former Finance Minister P. Chidambaram. Now, as expected, the manifesto was out-and-out populist in its policies and ideology, and apart from Nyay, the party's minimum guarantee promise, which has been the top puller for the Congress party during the elections this time, the manifesto also promises an increased employment and a separate budget for farmers dubbed as the Kisan Budget. It covers six main domains, as the Congress calls it: KAM, which focuses on employment and growth; DAM, which focuses on economy; SHAN, which talks about national security; good governance; Swabhiman, for marginalized communities; and SAMMAN, basic healthcare. Now, we've already discussed the minimum guarantee scheme, which Rahul Gandhi has spoken about a lot lately and has called the party's war on poverty. As per the scheme, households earning below Rs 12,000 per month would get annual assistance of Rs 72,000, which is roughly 6,000 rupees per month. The manifesto of the party also said that it will fill all 4 lakh central government and institutional vacancies before March 2020 and create an estimated 10 lakh positions in every gram panchayat and urban local body by launching Water Bodies Restoration Mission and something called the Wasteland Regeneration Mission Program. Among its more contentious promises, the Congress party said that it will adopt a two-pronged approach in the case of Jammu and Kashmir to ensure both border security and a fulfillment of the demand of the locals. The party in this sense promised to move troops to the border to stop infiltration completely, reduce the presence of the army in the Kashmir Valley, and entrust more responsibility to the police in J&K for maintaining the law and order situation. Now, apart from the very attractive farm loan waivers, the party, as mentioned, said that a separate budget for farmers, which will be called the Kisan Budget, will be allocated. And according to the manifesto, non-payment of debts will also be made a civil offence instead of a criminal one. The Congress also said that it will scrap the section 124A of the Indian Penal Code, which defines the offence of sedition. All eyes are now on BJP, which is going to be releasing its manifesto for the upcoming general elections really soon. But in the meantime, let's also have a look at some of the other top stories from yesterday. Now, India on Tuesday wrote to Pakistan to grant consular access to Indian prisoners, including Kulbhushan Jadhav, and the immediate release of 10 Indian civilian prisoners lodged in jails, whose nationality was confirmed by Islamabad. Sources confirmed that a note had been sent to the Pakistan High Commission regarding access to 5 prisoners who were awarded death sentence by a Pakistani military court under Pakistani Army Act 59 on charges of espionage. India has, however, at the same time maintained that Jadhav is innocent, and the hearing in his case last happened in last February at the International Court of Justice headquarters, The Hague, and a judgment is soon to be pronounced in the coming months. The Election Commission yesterday denied permission for the book launch event of Rafale, a scam that rocked the nation, slated to take place in Chennai, claiming that it was in clear violation of the model code of conduct that is in place. After issuing a letter to the publisher, officers on election duty also said to have seized all 150 copies of the book. Despite the AC's objection, though, the publisher decided to hold the event first at his office and then at the same bookstore. The book was finally released in the presence of journalist and chairman of the Hindu publishing group N. Ram and a retired lieutenant colonel. The EC has, however, denied reports of having tried to stall the event. More political developments our way. After in a joint public rally with Bihar Chief Minister Nitish Kumar at Gaya on Tuesday, our Prime Minister Narendra Modi launched an attack on the previous Congress-led United Progressive Alliance government, saying that there has been no other party that has ignored Ambedkar as much as the continuing his tirade. The PM targeted the significant scheduled caste voters in the constituency and said, and I quote, "The Congress says I am the chowkidar of the toilet. Is it not an insult to those who clean it? Is this insult granted to you?" Both Jammu and Gaya constituencies, from where the PM launched the NDA campaign in Bihar on Tuesday, are reserved seats for the SCs. While Modi was seen criticizing the Congress, the Bihar CM Nitish Kumar in the same rally enlisted the achievements of NDA in the state. Taking a jibe at the erstwhile Lalu Prasad Yadav-led government, he said, "We have ended the era of lanterns and now there is electricity in every village in the state." Right, with this we come to an end of today's podcast. But like always, I'll be back again tomorrow with a fresh dose of news for you. In the meantime, please don't forget to subscribe to our newsletter, The Daybreak, at news18.com. Thank you for listening. I hope you all have a really good day.
Thank you for listening. Stay updated by visiting news18.com.